Blog Talk Radio.
About entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life, because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome back to another exciting and powerful episode right here on All About Entrepreneurs on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we are excited that you've tuned in with us. If you are an entrepreneur or a leader, we certainly encourage you to tune in each and every week, all week long, so that you can stay empowered with the essentials that you need for your entrepreneurship. Well, we know that a lot of people right now are starting businesses, especially women. Get this, women in record numbers. Now, those of you who attended last year, the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo that we put on down in Newark, New Jersey, you know that Dr. Gwendolyn Goseby Grant, or maybe one of you heard her, she was right here on the show last year, talk about how this is the century of the woman. It's the century of the woman, not just the year, not just the decade, but the century. You see, women, as Dr. Grant puts it, women over the years and in times past had been so oppressed and depressed and held back. But now, like never before, women are breaking out all around the world and doing phenomenal things that they had never been privileged to do before. And that's why it's so critical and so important that you, as a woman, leader, and entrepreneur, that you stay connected and that you network with individuals that you will find right here through this radio broadcast. We must, as women, build each other up, support one another. Yes, we know there have been challenges in the past, and I've heard all the common thoughts and precepts and concepts about women, how we don't get along and how we're so catty and how we don't support one another. And most of it's true, but the fact remains that it is the century of the woman. We have a gift inside of us. All of those things that I just named does not negate the fact that we have this powerful treasure in us. We have talents, gifts, skills, and abilities. We have something to give back to this world, to this universe, to our societies, to our communities and our families, and it is our grand opportunity to do it and to do it now. So I'm super duper duper excited about that and want to encourage each and every one of you. Now, if you are tuned in, because we also have men who come to the broadcast, who team up with us, who partner with us to attend our events, support our events, and the like. So we know there are men involved as well. Well, that's understandable, because any smart man with any good sense is going to recognize when women are on the move, and they will latch on. Okay, they will latch on. Remember, we were created to help them. And so when men see that we're able to help them, they will latch on and want to be a part of it. And we need them as well. So we're not saying we don't. We do. We love them. We need them. We want them. And they also bring something to the table. But here's the thing. We are not going to stand by and allow them to shut us out or shut us down. Okay, yes, we love them. It's wonderful that we're their husbands or what have you. And that's great that they want us to be in the kitchen cooking. But most of us realize that that's not the be-all and end-all of being a woman. Because as a woman, like the Proverbs 31 woman, we can cook, we can clean, we can take care of the household, we can run businesses, we can run organizations. So we can do a lot of things, all right? We can organize the community, and we're going to organize our communities. We're going to make such great impacts. So I'm excited to be a part of it. I'm excited to be in the midst of it. And I tell you, I guess you can tell I'm excited, huh? Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. I want to talk this morning about some empowerment essentials for entrepreneurs. Now, an entrepreneur, as we know, is a person who takes their money, their time, and they risk it to start a business, okay? To start a business. And they decide on which business they want to start. They decide on some products and or services. And then they go about positioning themselves in the marketplace, right? Just like the Proverbs 31 woman. They said she would go out to the merchant ships and she would buy and sell. Well, same thing. So we know that these are some things that you have to do. But there, the other side of being an entrepreneur is that you must be knowledgeable. You must be empowered to be successful. Okay? Successful entrepreneurs are empowered individuals. And if you want to be successful, you must be empowered. So one of the things that you have to do as an entrepreneur, and an empowerment essential, this is essential for an entrepreneur, and especially for women entrepreneurs, but you have to, as an entrepreneur, you must, you know, do some research into the product or services or the industry that you want to be in. Like me, I'm in the motivational speaking, coaching, training industry. So therefore, I have to know something about that industry. I have to know what's going on. I have to know where the customers are. I have to know the various choices of customers, the different categories of customers, the different markets that are out there. I have to know a little bit about the history of this industry. I have to know about the future. Where is it that I see this industry going? Where is it headed? When you're an entrepreneur, you can't just think about where you're at now, where your industry is now, what your products or services are doing now. It is also critical to know, or if I should say essential for you to know, where your industry, your products, your services, your company, where is it headed? What's the trend? And if there are, and there isn't a trend, well, this is a good opportunity for you to establish one. You know, when Facebook came out, there wasn't a whole lot of social networking sites. Think about that. There wasn't a lot. So therefore, when they came out, they were setting a trend. And therefore, they were able to get very big because they were a leader in this area. So make sure you consider that as you, that's an essential part of being an entrepreneur. So that's an empowerment essential. Knowing about your industry, the market, the customers, your products, your services that you have to offer. So knowledge is an empowerment essential for entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs can't just go to work, do their job, and go home. Now, if you work for a company, you can behave like that. And if you've been working for somebody for years and years, that may be your mode of operation. And now that you started your own business, you have to change and transform and transition into a different mode of operation. In other words, a different mindset. You have to take on a new perspective. So that's an empowerment, that's one empowerment essential. Another empowerment essential for entrepreneurs is that you have to network with your customer. You have to find a way to get in touch with your customers. Your customers, your clients, whatever you call them, you must have a way to contact them, be in touch with them, whether it's through texting, it could be email, it could be phone conversation, it could be a seminar, a workshop, but find a way to tap into your customer. So I'm giving you empowerment essentials for entrepreneurs. Again, when you just work for someone, you just get up and you go to work and you don't really think about the customer per se. You're more worried about doing your job so that you can get an evaluation or a review. I mean, yes, the customer is still at the heart of everything you do, even if you just work for someone. Even when you work for someone, not just, but that's wonderful that you work for someone, because entrepreneurs would never grow to be very wealthy or very well established if people don't work for them. So working for someone is a very honorable and noble thing to do. I'm not saying that, but I mean, if you work for someone, you don't have to so much worry about interacting with the customer. Your focus is more on getting the job complete, getting the task completed. Whereas when you are an entrepreneur, now there's a shift. You're not so individually task completion oriented. Your mindset is more on the bigger picture. Okay, the bigger picture, getting it done, the whole thing, how things are, you know, playing out with that customer. So you have that interaction with the customer. Second empowerment essential. And then another empowerment essential is that you are able to network with other people, whether they be partners or colleagues or various individuals that you may can collaborate with. For instance, as a speaker, I'm often going to events and networking events, whether they're virtual or they're physical. I'm going to be around other speakers, other trainers, other leaders, other people who do what I do. I'm networking with them. You'd be surprised at the things that you can learn from them. You'd be surprised at the services that they might provide that you need. You'd be surprised at the various connections and open doors that you will get. Sometimes by going to one networking event, you'd be surprised at the conversations, at the robust, very powerful conversations that you can have at these networking events. And they have them at pretty much every single day of the year, for the most part, all day long. There is a networking event. That's right. There is a networking event taking place somewhere all day, every day. And now with the internet and access to social media sites, you can find 24 hours a day, you can join some networking group. I mean, on Facebook alone, I would love to know how many groups are on Facebook. And then we have LinkedIn, and there's groups on LinkedIn. There's Spreaker, there's Tumblr, there's Instagram now, you have Twitter, there's, you know, all of these social media outlets have groups within them. There's Meetup. So 24 hours a day, you could be networking. There is no excuse for your business not to be successful. No excuse today. I'm not talking about 5 years ago, 20 years ago, okay? I'm talking about today with all of the tools and tips and strategies that we have at our fingertips. There's no reason that your entrepreneurial business venture cannot be a huge success. It should be. So these are just some, I'm just giving you three basic empowerment essentials for entrepreneurs. Okay. Number one, you got to have knowledge. Number two, you have to know your customers. You have to have that interaction with your customers, with your clients. And number three, you definitely need networking. Now, the fourth empowerment essential that I want to give you for entrepreneurs is your finances. Okay, as an entrepreneur, you want to make sure that you're working on your financial portfolio, that you have some assets, that you have your financial paperwork in order. If you don't have it in order, this is a great time to get it in order. Hire a tax accountant. This is a person that can help you. I know you can't get it in order by yourself, because these individuals are highly trained, and the colleges turn out probably as many as the other majors. They're turning out accountants. So this is what they do. And these are not finance people. That's similar. And some finance people do accounting. But accounting people, these are the individuals who want to keep account of all of your activities, all of your transactions, all of your outflow and your inflow of funds, profits, and revenue. They're the ones who are able to do that. They're the ones who keep up with all the state, local, federal tax laws. That's what they do. That's what they get tested on in school. And that's what they get their degree for, if they're able to keep up with that. And then once, of course, they leave school, they sign up to all those types of associations, so where they stay abreast as well. Now, that's another essential for you, as well as an empowerment essential for entrepreneurs, is to also be involved in these various associations. So there's various ones, and we've created one for individuals who want a more hands-on feel to an organization. There are some people who like to be a part of things that start up. So I'm offering people that opportunity to be a part of our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. It is a membership-driven association, and you can join that for just $20. You can be a part of association. You can be able to say you are. You do get a certificate. You will get discounts on some of the events that we have. You will get invited to various webinars and things that I only host and do for members of the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. And you can find us on the internet. So these are some essentials that as entrepreneurs you want to do to be empowered, right? Empowered people are the most successful people. When people are empowered, so sometimes when you look at the media or you look at the news or you see stories or you read stories, the newspaper, other articles online, wherever you read it, and you hear about individuals who can't seem to get it together, failing time and time again, ending up in prison, ending up dead even, you know, some of our young people being gunned down and shot and all these different things. But what is at the heart of this a lot of times is that they were never empowered. They were never empowered. They were never empowered to realize that their dreams could come true. They were never empowered to understand the power that they have within them. They were never empowered. Yeah, they went to school. Yeah, they were taught some things at home, but wasn't really empowered. And so empowerment is essential to anyone being successful. So here we want to just talk about in some empowerment for entrepreneurs, okay? Now, I know people who tune into the show, and we thank each and every one of our listeners and those who do tune in and those who call in, and we really appreciate you. We want to be able to help entrepreneurs, but individuals who may not be an entrepreneur right now. Many people are waiting, maybe when they retire from their 9-to-5 job, so to speak. Maybe then they'll take up something. You know, these days you almost have to have some entrepreneurial endeavor on the side, even if you work full-time, because you know, these companies today, entrepreneurs, people who own these big companies, they're the decision maker, not the employee. And, you know, in some cases, companies will ask employees for their suggestions. But in terms of determining and deciding where that company is going to continue or not, typically that's the owner making that decision. And whenever they decide that they no longer want the company to go a particular way, they do it. Okay, for instance, not too long ago, Continental Airlines and United Airlines decided to merge. So that wasn't the employees' decisions. So a lot of people lost their jobs behind that. And so I'm just, you know, giving you that example. So people, and then people are like, what am I going to do when this happens? They get this layoff notice or whatever. And what All About Entrepreneurs is also trying to get across to people, it's better to have and not need than to need and not have. So I'm in the proactive stage of helping people understand that this is a relevant topic. Being an entrepreneur is very relevant right now. And it's better to have the knowledge about what to do and how to do it, okay, instead of waiting till you have to do it and then trying to scramble and rush and gather up and catch up. Whereas if you tune in now, get the essentials, know what it is you need, you can just run with it and flow with it when things happen. Also, if you work for someone, it's always good to know, you know, pretty much what's going on around you, to understand the environment that you're in. So even if you're not the business owner, if you work for a business owner, the business owner is an entrepreneur. And the things that we talk about and the topics that we bring to you on this broadcast are things that are in that entrepreneurial's mindset, in that entrepreneur's mindset, the person that you may work for. And so it's also good to know what's on their mind, what they're thinking about, why they're doing what they do, understanding what their vision and purpose is so that you can even have a better relationship with that situation, a better time there, possibly even get yourself promoted, and which will increase your, a lot of times will increase your salary. So either way, entrepreneurship, the knowledge of it is for everyone, whether you work for someone else or whether you work for yourself. Also, being an entrepreneur, being a leader, is not just about owning a company or running a major organization, but there are entrepreneurial endeavors that we take on in our communities. For instance, it's entrepreneurial to come up with, you know, some program that will help runaway kids or that will help abused people who are being involved in domestic violence, coming up with some type of support group. You may not be making any money from it, but that's still entrepreneurial. And so it has that entrepreneurial flavor to it. Maybe not in the true sense of the word, because you may not be making a profit, but there is a human profit. There is human revenue that is being produced. So you can look at it that way as well. And then just like a leader, and my concept of leader is that if nothing else, you're a leader of one. So people think because they don't have an organization or they don't have followers, they think that they're not leading a team or of some sort. They say they're not a leader. Well, you're a leader of one. If no one else is following you, you are. You're following you. And you have to come to grips with, where am I leading myself to? So this is why I teach the women and our women's leaders and entrepreneurs, International Association, and actually I'm in my Release Your Power classes. This is what I teach people. You're leading yourself, and where are you leading yourself to? It's essential that you know where you're leading yourself and that you take ownership for where you are, that you led yourself there, and to begin to dissect what behaviors, what thought pattern led you to where you are. What was your thinking? What was your behavior that led you to where you are? That's critical, right? Because once you can begin to see what behaviors got you where you are, you can begin to assess and see, well, what behaviors do I need to get you to where I want to go? Where is it that you want to go? And that's what we talk about in our Release Your Power coaching sessions. So for those of you who want to find out more about that, you can go to my website, CoachLalisa.com, and you can learn all about what you would want to, if you would want to learn more about that. So being an entrepreneur is similar. You are an entrepreneur of yourself. If you don't ever go out and start some company, you are like a company yourself. And you have to pretty much handle yourself in that way. There are things you need to do. It's the same thing that, you know, the head of Google would do, or the head of IBM, or the head of Prudential, or the head of, you know, General Motors, the head of any Whole Foods for that matter. Any company would do the same things. You're going to have some of the same ideas and concepts and principles for your own self. As an entrepreneur, just like a business owner has a plan, well, you have a plan. You know, a business owner has a mission. A business owner has some vision for their business. Well, you have a mission and a vision for your life. So in a lot of ways, you are an entrepreneur, because you yourself, you want to treat yourself and manage yourself like a well-organized, a well-run, successful company, so that you can make an impact in the world, so that you can help to change the lives of people that are around you for the better, so that you can have the life that you enjoy and that you really want. You know, I absolutely love my life right now. I'm having a great and wonderful time. I get to do the thing that I love doing, which is empowering others. And it's a thing that a lot of people love, empowering people. And so go for it. You know how many people? There are 7 billion, close to 7 billion people in the world. I think that's enough people for everybody who wants to empower to be able to empower others. So don't feel like, well, isn't there enough empowerment people already? No. If it was, we wouldn't have the Boston bombers and the Oklahoma bombers and shooters all over the place, if there was, okay? Every time you listen to the news, just know that we need more people empowering people, okay? So that's what we haven't had enough of. That's how we got to where we're at, because enough empowerment wasn't going forth. So I just wanted to give you those essentials for entrepreneurs, and thank you for tuning in. Today is Thursday. Exciting. It's another day. Make the best of it. Don't wait. Don't sit back. Don't hold back. Push forward. Lean in. Release your power. Don't forget, we have exciting events for you to sign up on and attend. We got a self-publishing seminar Saturday in Newark, New Jersey, on Maple Ave. You're welcome to attend that. And then don't forget, I hope to see you at the Release Your Power Workshop and Luncheon at 142 Maple Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. It's only $10 to attend, and I really want people to come out. So please come. If you don't have the $10, come anyway, because we're going to have a great time. We're going to empower some women. We can't wait. We're so looking forward to it. And I hope to see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Have an awesome, awesome day.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.